We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Kansas has to eliminate their turnover issues.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Oklahoma has three guys who can score. Who picks up the slack after that? This could be an amazing run for Baylor.
Big 12 This Week is presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Also brought to you by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Welcome in. It's nice to have you along. Got a good show planned tonight. Dave Hunziker, the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, will be along. Let me do that. Kind of a laundry list. Let me go through what's been going on. I don't have news on every Big 12 school, but let's just go through the list and jump right into it. Baylor guard Macy Oteague announced on Twitter he's going to forego his senior season and enter the NBA draft. Teague helped lead the Bears to a number 5 ranking in the final coaches poll, a 26-4 record. I don't think he's hired an agent yet, so the door is still open for a possible return to Baylor. Kansas senior Udoka Azubuike named by the National Association of Basketball Coaches as the Defensive Player of the Year. He led, now not only great defense, but his offensive numbers. He led Division I in field goal percentage, 74.8%. So that helped his career percentage get up to 74.4, and it breaks the all-time D1 record set by Central Florida's Taco Fall, who was at 74%. Azubuike led the Big 12 in rebounding, double-doubles, and was second in the conference for block shots at 2.6 per game. Kansas and Gonzaga finished number 1 and 2 in the final basketball rankings, and the two top-tier programs have agreed to a home-and-home series. That is expected to begin December 2022 at Allen Fieldhouse. The next season, they'll play at Gonzaga. The programs rank 1 and 2 nationally in winning percentage over the last decade. Kansas State is renewing a rivalry with a former Big 12 / Big 8 / Big 6 rival. They're going to team up for a 3-game series with Nebraska starting December 19th, 2020 at Sprint Center in Kansas City. So that's where the Big 12 season ended, Sprint Center in Kansas City. But yeah, last month now, we're into April. I'll tell you, December is going to be a great month for basketball at Sprint Center in Kansas City. So you've got this matchup December 19th, Kansas State and Nebraska. The week before that, Kansas is renewing their longtime rivalry with the Missouri Tigers. And KU and MU are playing on the 12th. So you've got KU-MU the 12th, the following weekend, K-State and Nebraska. That's at Sprint Center in Kansas City. And then they'll alternate. They'll play in Lincoln, Nebraska in 2021, and then at Bramblage in December of 2022. Nice to see some of that come back. That's great stuff. Also, Cartier-Jada announced that he's going to Virginia Tech. And we had just had Wyatt Thompson on last week and talking about what his next steps might be. And then I think it was right after we did the show. I think that's when Cardi announced that he was transferring. So it was almost outdated. Shane Southwell is coming back to K-State as an assistant basketball coach. He was only gone for a year. He was a grad student manager for Bruce Weber from 2017 to 2019. He was an assistant at Robert Morris last season. And he'll be back. Southwell played for the Wildcats from 2010 to 14. Sooner football coach Lincoln Riley was on KRFF radio in Oklahoma City, and he was critical of the conference, saying that they were behind the rest of the Power 5 schools. But this weekend, the Big 12 said they will allow virtual meetings between coaches and players. And I know Neil Brown from West Virginia has already started. So film study, game plan discussions. I think you can do it 2 hours a week, I believe. And then they're laying out workout plans. But, you know, it's a bigger picture outside of just the X's and O's, and that's certainly important. But it's a way for the coaches to kind of stay connected with the players. And I think that's huge. I mean, especially, you know, during this time, kids are at home and you kind of need some help, some guidance, and just to have somebody to talk to. And, boy, if you can have a virtual meeting and see some of your teammates, that's it's good. So Big 12 was being cautious, looking everything over. Everyone's on board. I think that's great stuff. This is great. I went on Texas's website, and Chris Del Conte, the athletic director, had a podcast with Craig Way, the voice of the Longhorns. And he was talking about how to win the battle at home. I guess Chris has a bunch of women in his house. And so he talked about, how do you win this? As you're social distancing, how do you win the battle at home? Let me, if this is great.
The big deal is to control the remote control. Because if not, you're watching The Notebook, The Bachelorette, how to lose a dude in 7 days. I mean, there's some real movies that just drive me crazy. So I figured out, if I can control the remote, I throw on Lonesome Dove. They're like, "Dad, that's the worst ever," and they leave the room. Right? And then I that was the first night. The second night, I went on with the trilogy of Good, Bad, and the Ugly, mm-hmm. and Fistful of Dollars, right? And Outlaw Josie Whale. And they're looking at me going, "Well, what?" I go, "Honey, it's a trilogy. You got to watch all three." So they don't know that it's three separate movies yet.
What I love about this is that in the background, I don't know if it's his wife or his daughter, but he's on this video podcast, and he's got his cat is walking around, and the family just walk. It's like, here you are, the athletic director of this great university, and they're walking around behind him like they could care less what he's doing. It's just great. And then they're throwing their comments in behind him. This is great. Listen to this again. Oh
my the God. Bachelorette. How to lose a dude in 7 days.
The big sarcastic, "Oh my gosh, all you do is watch the Cowboys and Indians." Oh, outstanding stuff from the Del Conte family. Well done. Oh, that is brilliant. That's awesome. I love it. Dave Hunziker, the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, is coming up. Listen, they're social distancing. We're working from home. Many of you are working from home. You know, this would be a good time. And I understand employment may be up in the air. You might be in a situation, though, if you're fortunate enough, where you know that once this gets up and rolling, you're going to have to get out in front of clients and see people again, and that would be great. And the sooner, the better. But take this time to maybe re-image yourself. And one way you can do that is through Reveal Suits, the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference. They design custom branded suits and blazers, and they will even customize your lining of your jacket for any sports logo. You could do your business logo. So it's a great way to turn your suit into a statement with their officially licensed logos, where passion meets fashion. 35 different measurement sizes that they'll ask for. You can give them all, you can give them some, but they can go up to 35 different measurements. So they're going to customize this suit or blazer to your size, to your liking. And like I said, you personalize it with your logos. It's where passion meets fashion. Go to revealsuits.com. Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, coming up next. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light. Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit revealsuits.com to begin your order today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit revealsuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. If you can't hear the show live, you can always listen as a podcast. And I'm sure you've got some time to kill these days. Go to Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Big12Sports.com, wherever you download podcasts, and search Big 12 This Week and subscribe. Joining us now on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is Dave Hunziker, the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Dave, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Oh, you bet. Happy to do it.
I was on okstate.com, and I see that the first scheduled sporting event for the 2020-2021 academic season is Wednesday, August 12th. The OU soccer team will take on Missouri at 7 o'clock in Stillwater. That's a nice goal to have, isn't it? Something to look forward to.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to play by then. That's the goal. So you kind of put those little things in front of you with hopes that things will happen. And who knows what will happen with the fall season. It could be delayed. It could be altered. There's just so many unknowns we don't have any way to predict. But I'd like to think we'll have something going in the fall. As to when it will happen, we don't know, but I sure hope we do.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, obviously everyone wants to think about football. There's other fall sports that are going on. But as you look at the football season, how late do you think you could start? I mean, I guess you could knock out a couple of non-conference games if you needed to. But, I mean, I would think you could start, if you had to, even into early October if you had to start the season and maybe butt up the Big 12 championship game and conference championship games kind of right up to bowl games. I mean, I think you could kind of squeeze it in. You could probably go that late.
I think you could too. Yeah, Bill, I think you could too. I think you could certainly do that. And you might even be able to get a full schedule in. You may have to look at off weeks and possibly eliminating those. And, you know, there's logistics involved, but I'd like to think you can do that. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are saying, well, if you players back into some kind of mini camp by July, or there's no way you can play. I just don't believe that for a minute. I mean, here's the deal. In order to accommodate this, we're going to have to make some adjustments and do things differently. And they did it in the 70s and 80s and 90s, all those years without workouts in the summer. And guys went home and baled hay in the summertime. Then they came back and had 2 days and figured out a way to get into playing shape. We may have to go that direction this year to save the season. I think some of the luxuries and, you know, some of the things that have been a part of college football as a year-round sport, in order to save the season, you may have to say, hey, those are just going to have to just topical. So I don't think that's, you know, people are saying you got to have guys back in July. I just don't buy that. It's you may think that's the case, but reality may say, hey, it may be August 1st. They're coming back and we're playing September 20th or whatever. And that's just going to, you know, there may have to be some modifications and some acceptance to, in order to make this work.
That's an interesting take. I'd never heard that before. Yeah. I mean, that's, it is kind of a luxury now to have year round training and conditioning. Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. Looking, as I said, just kind of scrolling through the website there for Oklahoma State. Earlier this month, former Oklahoma State defensive end Leslie O'Neal named to the 2020 College Football Hall of Fame class. I mean, he was a part of some really good defensive teams in the mid-80s in Stillwater, and it's just an exceptional college football player. Had a great pro career, but really exceptional player. And I remember him, you know, obviously playing in the pros, playing for the Chargers. But I went back and looked at his college numbers. He was amazing.
He was. And, you know, what's funny is during his time in Stillwater, his, you know, those early years, of course, that predates me by a long shot. But I do remember watching him play. And it's interesting, those Oklahoma State teams in those days, probably hard for people to believe, but those teams were defensive teams. You know, you're talking those mid-80 years, and that was starting to change with Mike Gundy becoming quarterback and Thurman Thomas coming on the scene, and then a bit later, obviously, Barry Sanders coming on the scene. But, you know, when you think about the early 80s, mid-80s in Oklahoma State football, you're thinking defense, and he was a huge part of that. Dominant player, probably is someone who at times doesn't get the credit he deserves, but he was a dominant player in college and an excellent NFL player, and I'm glad to see him get his due.
Well, an example here, he set a school record that still stands to this day, 16 sacks for 118 yards for loss in 1984. He's the all-time career leader with 34 sacks. And, you know, for younger people listening on Big 12 this week, Dave, it's kind of interesting for us because we were in both stages of how you follow college football into the NFL. But, you know, growing up, you know, it was pretty much regional. You kind of followed your NFL team and you knew of some, you know, you follow college football today and you follow those guys into the pros. You even follow them through high school now because of, you know, what the internet and all that can do. So it's kind of interesting to go back and you hear a name like, oh, yeah, Leslie O'Neal. Yeah, he played with the Chargers. Yeah, I know him. And then you go back and you say, wow, he was a great college player. It's kind of neat.
Well, and in those days, if you were lucky, you might get two college games on a Saturday, football-wise, yeah. If you were lucky, on television. A lot of times you'd get one. You might get two if it was a good day. For those of you who are younger that are listening, to give you an idea of how different it was, if you wanted, let's say you wanted to get the scores from college football, and it was 6 o'clock in the evening, and in where I grew up in Northeast Missouri, I don't think anybody did local news at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. It was a Lawrence Welk show on two stations, and the other station had Hee Haw. So you didn't get the local news. So if you wanted to know before 10 o'clock that night, if you stayed up to watch the sportscast or the next morning's newspaper, how Missouri did, for example, and you really wanted to know, and if your mom would let you when you were a kid, which I think I got allowed maybe one call a year, and that was it. I think for $1.50, you could call Dial It National Sports. I'm trying to remember. I can still remember the jingle from TV. I wish I could remember the number. You would call up this number, and this guy would just read off the scores, and I assume he updated it every 60 to 90 seconds, and that's how you got scores. No details on the game. You just got a score. I think my mom let me do that maybe once a year. I had to pick my Missouri game that I couldn't get on TV, and I've one that I've missed on the radio, which I listened to. That's why people listen to the radio so much, and they still do. But it was not only about enjoying the game because you couldn't see it on TV. Heck, if you didn't listen to it, you wouldn't even know what happened. So it's just an entirely different dynamic. So awareness of other teams and players was minimal. I mean, there weren't feature stories written in your newspaper. You might read a good feature in Sports Illustrated that would come to your mailbox if you were lucky enough to get Sports Illustrated. And if you didn't, you'd go up to the library and see if you could get the copy there. You knew what day it showed up so you could read it. It was just a whole different world. I mean, there just wasn't a lot of information out there. Totally different.
Oh, it is. It's great. I mean, it's going down memory lane. And, too, growing up in the Midwest, I got a lot of Big Ten schools. That's all I saw were Big Ten schools. I didn't know anything about the Florida schools or, you know, you got bowl time for that. So, yeah, it's just, boy, it's amazing. I mean, now you get a score, your phone buzzes, and you can find out that, you know, every single score change of every college football game. So, yeah, we've become spoiled here, no doubt about it. So, well, that was
an
interesting,
amazing thing.
Yeah.
Totally
that was
different.
An interesting little tangent. Let's take a break. I want to come back and talk OSU football and basketball. We're with Dave Hunziker here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Big 12 this week can be heard on TuneIn under College Sports Now. We were talking about the sports phone. You would call this 900 number. 800 numbers are free. 900 numbers would cost you money, and it would go on your parents' phone bill. So it wasn't like you could sneak it. You'd find out. So during the break, I found the commercial for the sports phone that Dave was talking about. Let me just play it. It's a little distorted, but I grabbed it off YouTube.
We're talking to you.
Wow. Oh, that's great stuff. All right, let's get back to the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline with Dave Hunziker. Chuba Hubbard announced in January that he was coming back. I think he was projected at best late second round, so he'll certainly give himself a shot at moving up. But look back on the football season and just how important was he for the Cowboys, who finished 8-5, and they had some injuries at some key spots.
Yeah, he was enormously important, and because you had with Spencer Sanders a quarterback that never played, and that showed itself at times, especially early in the season when there were games where he struggled. And you'd have flashes of incredible play by Sanders, and then you'd have flashes where he really showed how young he was, and Texas Tech being the primary example where he struggled mightily, and it's just part of the evolution of a young quarterback. So you needed a way to be able to, you know, rush the football effectively and take as much off him as possible. And Chuba Hubbard was the big answer. Cowboys rushed the ball in the neighborhood of 60% of the time last year, which is the most the Cowboys had run it since, you got to go back to the early Gundy years. I think 2007, 2006, they were a team that ran the ball more than any team in the Big 12. That's not widely known. People would be stunned by that. But in Gundy's early years, his first two bowl teams, if I remember correctly, Oklahoma State ran the ball more than any team in the Big 12 and did it well. And so it was critically important because you needed to keep things simple for the young quarterback. And the best way to keep things easy for him is to be able to run it, which they did. And they did it really well.
What will be around Chuba in terms of offensive line support and to things to help him out this fall?
Well, you know, they're excited about their offensive line, even though they lost a couple of starters. Tevin Jenkins is back. I believe he was one of the few players in this part of the country that did not allow a quarterback sack last year. And I think for him, he's come to realize, wait a second, I am good. I'm really good enough to play in the NFL. I'm good enough to be a high-level draft pick. I think he's a guy that didn't realize how good he can be, and now I think the light is on as far as Tevin Jenkins understanding I can be a dominant player, I can be a high-round draft pick, and I can make a lot of money. Now, that excites just about everybody, no matter what your sport is. So he's an exciting prospect. Of course, Sills, the transfer from West Virginia, it was a second-team All-Big 12 choice there 2 years ago, missed all of this year injured. He comes in as a graduate transfer with 2 years of eligibility. They're really excited about him. Offensive line-wise, Dylan Galloway is the other tackle. They really like him. There's a lot to be on. Again, lost a couple of starters, but I think they feel pretty good about their offensive line. And Charlie Dickey now being his second year as offensive line coach. And I think just continuing to sort of put his mark on things. And the recruiting he's done, it appears so far, has been really good.
Dave Hunziker joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. Basketball, the Cowboys finished 18-14 overall. They were 7-11 in Big 12 play, and they needed four wins in a row and seven of their last nine to kind of get to that point. What was the difference between the first and the second half of Big 12 play?
Well, I think it helped that Isaac Likely was back in full speed. You know, he missed the entire month of December, Oklahoma State starting point guard with an illness. But probably more significant than that is that they just kind of figured out how to play, what the right way to play was with this team. And going into the year, it was an Oklahoma State team that had all five starters back. They felt like they had two really good three-point shooting guards, Lindy Waters and Thomas DeZakwa. But I think they realized, we need to get to the rim. We need to score at the rim. That's who we are. And that's the big change that occurred. And then defensively, they tweaked some things as well, you know, modified some things to where they weren't up the line all the time defensively. That helped. But I think the big thing was just a team that struggled to score so much, you know, scored 41 points against West Virginia in the second game of conference play, and I guess 40 at TCU the next game, game three. They gained some confidence offensively because they were scoring at the rim, and they were able to get a lot of shots point-blank range, kind of old-school basketball that way, not a lot of three-point shots. And then the first part of conference play was hard, especially with Likely coming back. It was interesting, the schedule. If you look at those first eight games, you're on the road at Texas Tech, and it was only likely second game back. You're not obviously in a position to win that. You come home to play West Virginia. They were playing great at that time. And again, likely playing in just his third game, he wasn't ready. And then you have a couple of games that you probably would have won had likely been back for a while. You're on the road at TCU, struggled in that game. Home for Texas, struggled in that game. And so, you know, part of it was the situation with Isaac Likely, then a schedule that really set up about as poorly as it could as far as Oklahoma State was concerned, given Likely not being 100%. You know, you'd have been better off playing, you know, Kansas early and Baylor early, teams that you weren't going to beat anyway, and losing those games. Instead, you had games that were games you probably would have won in mid to late February that you couldn't win in January because of the circumstances. But they were headed to the NIT, and who knows, guys, they would have beaten Kansas in the quarterfinals. They probably would have jumped onto the NCAA tournament radar. I don't know if they could have made the field, but they certainly would have at least been in the conversation. But it was quite a turnaround. It's hard to flip things from 0-8 and have any kind of decent year at all, but they managed to do it, and it was pretty darn impressive.
Dave, I have to do my natural lights, making it look natural play of the week. So when I come out of the break, I'll take care of that. But do you have your most memorable call of the season, football or basketball? Was there one that kind of stuck out to you?
Oh boy,
I know I put you on
this
spot
for a moment.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, think about that. And then we'll have to use our commercial break. If you come up with a play, we'll have to go into our archives and see if we can find it, and then we can use that we'll use that as the making it look natural play of the week. If I can find it.
I like
so
it.
Yeah. try to buy you a couple extra seconds there to think.
Oh, I think I know. You know, all right, I'll pick one for each sport, but you probably just want to use one. As far as probably likely.
Dave, I got time to kill. If you got 2-3 plays, I'll take them, whatever you got. Let me take a break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up with Dave. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Woo!
Ooh, got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Big 12 this week. I'm Bill Pollack, enjoying my visit with Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. One of the best games to watch in the Big 12, the Bedlam Series, this year, October 24th at Oklahoma. That's our Can't Miss Game of the Week, presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. So score great deals by using the discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com. Big12Radio at checkout. So you go to ticketsforless.com, under NCAA at the top, you'd select Oklahoma football for this game. And there's a good selection. I even see options for bigger groups, too, for the Bedlam series. So think ahead. Think Tickets for Less. Well, Dave, I wanted to give you some time, but I put you on the spot with your best calls, your best memory of the season.
Well, likely playing against Iowa State would come immediately to mind for basketball for obvious reasons. I mean, that was, you know, such an exciting finish, and it was a great play. And probably football-wise, I'd have to say Malcolm Rodriguez pick six at Iowa State.
Mm, yes.
Pretty exciting play to end the game. That was a huge win for Oklahoma State on the road. You know, they were coming off the Baylor loss, and everybody was like, they're not even going to make a bowl game. This season's going in the tank, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's the game that got them turned around. And Iowa State hadn't lost in October in, gosh, a couple years. So that would probably be my choice in football.
All right. Well, that's good. Because a couple of weeks ago, I did use the likely call because I was like, well, we got to find something relevant. Everything got canceled. So let's go back to the games that did play in Kansas City. So we've already used that one. But, yeah, let's dig into the archives. We'll find that one, and we'll use that for our Making It Look Natural play of the week. That's good stuff.
Perfect.
Yeah. Well, Dave Hunziker, stepping in and helping out. I will talk with you multiple times this summer. We'll have we'll talk about more modern technologies and.
Yeah, we went down that route. It's a, it's just amazing how different it is. You know what's different too, Bill?
Well, even as you listen to games on the radio, or if you read a newspaper account, you kind of had to use your imagination to try to, you know, to try to kind of conjure up what exactly happened and maybe what it looked like, because you didn't know exactly what it looked like. You probably didn't even get highlights. That's the thing now. I'm not sure sports fans today that have grown up with all of these things at their disposal have the imaginations and kind of the same, or the same, I don't know if respect is the word, but I don't think they're wowed like we were. I mean, when we went to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, that once or twice a year trip, if you were lucky, or Royal Stadium in Kansas City or anywhere else, I didn't go to Arrowhead Stadium until, you know, gosh, I think I was well into high school before I ever stepped foot in there, and I was the biggest Chiefs fan ever. Not only do we have information now, but people are more mobile. They do more things. Well, when you walked into those stadiums, it was like hallowed ground. And part of you was like, I can't believe we're actually here.
you know, now that you see things on your phones, you see games on TV, there's so much out there that we can see all the time. I don't think there's the reverence or appreciation that there was back in those days, because you understood this is a rare treat, and you're finally reality had caught up with your imagination. And sometimes you'd look around, it's like, well, this is exactly how I imagined it. And some things are like, boy, I didn't realize it looked like that. It's just so different now. And, you know, and that goes back to the whole thing of athletes being on Twitter. I'll be honest, I don't think that's a good thing. I think it's a bad thing. I think, you know, how would I have felt about Hank Aaron if I'd been able to reach out and he liked the tweet I had? It would have been totally different.
Yeah.
It would have ruined it. I mean, Hank Aaron was bigger than life. And it wasn't that he was bigger than life. It was just that for me, it was a big deal to see him. Guys didn't make the money back in those days. It was all just so different. And now, you know, people can reach out and touch athletes all the time, which, again, hey, I guess to each his own, but I like the more simple things. I'm a little more simple.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, to kind of bring it full circle and bring it back here as we wrap up this segment, David, fascinating, because think about if we were in this pandemic right now as our childhood, when we didn't have internet and phone where we could, you know, contact with, I mean, you know, people are bored right now trying to think of stuff to do and keep themselves occupied. But just imagine if we didn't have all of these conveniences, that we wouldn't be able to watch old sports. We wouldn't be able to watch old Final Fours, even to, you know, from that standpoint. I guess what I'm trying to say is, while you're in self-quarantine, we got to be grateful for what we do have and what we have as entertainment bit of value for us, definitely.
Funny, I would argue, let's say in the 70s and 80s, those societies were probably, from a mental standpoint, better conditioned to handle this than we are, because you're talking about agrarian societies that, especially you go back into the teens and the 20s, but certainly life was a lot simpler in the 70s and 80s. So the things that we're missing now, they didn't have to begin with. And those people kind of had to figure out ways to, you know, to pass idle time, and people had gardens and they worked in the lawn, and they threw a baseball up against the side of the house, as long as you didn't hit a window, for crying out loud. Throw it up against the side of the house and act like they're a major league outfielder playing the off the wall at Wrigley Field. And they, you know, hit tennis balls into a wall if they could find it. You just found things to do. You used your imagination more. You're more creative. You know, again, society life was simpler. More people worked on the land. And more people were kind of self-sustaining. So that occupied your time. That's sort of what you did a lot of people on a daily basis, is you got up and you did the chores and the things you had to do to make sure that, you know, there were potatoes coming out of the garden and carrots out of the garden. That's what you ate. And you used your imagination, if you were a kid, to make up games to play and things to do, and played wiffle ball in the backyard with your friends. Of course, now you couldn't play that in a large group. Of course, now we have all the medical technology that is helping us fight this thing, and so many more educated people that are doing a wonderful job. But from a coping standpoint, in terms of the day-to-day, they were probably better equipped to handle it than we were, because they didn't have all this stuff. They didn't expect to be entertained and informed all the time. That's not how they lived. So,
yeah,
it's interesting when you think about that, how different it would have been. Now, they wouldn't have been able to do all the things that we can do to try to save lives. You know, people were kind of self-quarantined anyway, because where'd you go? You didn't have anywhere to go. It's not like you went to Panera Bread in 1960. I mean, you may have gone to the, you may have gone to the cafe, though, to have breakfast, but you didn't do that on a regular basis. You ate at home, and you ate as a family. It's just, it's an entirely different time, and many times during this, you know, during this crisis, I've sat around thinking, this is a lot like my childhood. Now, we weren't dealing with this horrible disease, but the simplification of life reminds me of growing up in Cahokia, Missouri, in the northeast corner. Life was pretty darn simple. It's a bizarre thing to ponder, how that's kind of one of the things you think about during this. Like, wow, this is kind of like growing up in the 70s. It's weird. not a good thing. Don't get me wrong. It's just weird.
Yeah, yeah, yep, absolutely. Dave, I always enjoy having you on the show because you bring such great perspective. I mean, you even open up my eyes to looking at things a little bit different and kind of gave me a little bit of hope. I really appreciate that. That wasn't even the intention today when we started. I just thought we'd talk some Chuba and some Likely, and that'd be it. But
you know, one thing, everybody knows this, but in this time where you don't feel like there's much you can do, I've come to this realization. All we can do is lift each other up and support each other. That's about the only job we have right now, but it's a really important one. Try to uplift each other and be as positive as you can, and don't think much about beyond today, because, boy, your head can take you to a lot of bad places if you think too much right now.
Dave Hunziker, the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. I really enjoyed our visit. Joining us here on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. Dave, thank you again for your time. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I enjoyed the visit very much. Hope everybody just stay well and hang in there.
We have got more coming up on the Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light. Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light. Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Back on Big 12 this week, I'm Bill Pollack. Natural Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12 meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Making it look natural. I'm using Dave Hunziker's selection going back to October 26th. The Cowboys were struggling early in Big 12 play, sitting at 1-2 on the road at Iowa State in a tie game, 27-all. The Cyclones have the ball with just under 7 minutes to play. Malcolm Rodriguez comes up with the big play, the game winner.
Three wide left. Now Shaw goes in motion, lined up wide right. One back set, Purdy in the shotgun, 3rd and 4. He gets the ball. He throws quickly. It's intercepted by Malcolm Rodriguez. Right sideline to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. Malcolm Rodriguez.
Iowa State's Brock Purdy picked off 3 times in that game. Malcolm Rodriguez, the hero, making it look natural. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing your virtual party hard. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Wrapping things up here on Big 12 This Week, I want to thank my guest, Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. You know, I love these shows because you just never know where your conversations are going to lead. And boy, Dave just provides some great insight and a great walk down memory lane for us too. You know, the other thing that he did too is when the Big 12 basketball tournament was canceled in Kansas City, he wrote a poem and he shared it on social media. And I asked if I could read that. And he said, sure. And, you know, I thought as we flipped the calendar from March into April, I thought it was fitting. So I want to read Dave Hunziker's poem, Perspective. The games are over, and we're not sure how to process that. But there's another battle now. It's not on the courts or on the field. It's in laboratories and hospitals. Not in arenas full of adoring fans or performed by people whose autographs are worth thousands, but by dedicated scientists and professionals. We cheer for them now. We need those people to deliver an all-American performance. Suddenly, it doesn't matter where their degree came from. Cowboys and Sooners, Tigers and Jayhawks, Gators and Seminoles will team up in this fight. they will win what is now our most important national championship. In the meantime, be well. This March, survive and advance has an entirely new meaning. And when the games come back, we'll enjoy them more than ever. The popcorn smell will overwhelm us. The fight songs may bring us to tears. Because we all know, we don't understand how much we appreciate something or take it for granted until it's gone. That's Perspective from Dave Hunziker. I really like that. I want to thank you for tuning in. Whether you tune in across our Big 12 footprint with our radio affiliates, or you listen on Sirius XM channel 375, whether it's the TuneIn app under College Sports Now, or you download this as a podcast, I appreciate you. And I want to thank everyone who's putting in tons of work for this show. And we're going to keep rolling through the spring and the summer. And whenever we do kick off fall sports, we'll be right here with you. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.